Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hot, sticky, humid, and really, really, really dry. Those of you that are putting in a garden, wow, it's amazing how dry the soil is. All of New England, from what I've been seeing, done a lot of traveling this week, doing some consultations, and every place I've been to, from Cape Cod to the 495 area, North Shore, New Hampshire, and Maine, we are dry. And traditionally at this time of the year, for April and May, we normally have between 7 and 9 inches of rainfall, the 2 months combined. And the 2 months combined have given us a total of 3 inches. So if you're working in the garden and you're finding that it's mostly powder, join the club. The lawns, well, they look like it's August because of the lack of rainfall. It's almost like burnt out right now, unless you're putting in irrigation or dragging a sprinkler out and giving them some water. But with the combination of the heat and the lack of rainfall, it's giving us a rough start. Last year, it was raining all the time, and it delayed the planting. And this year, we're not getting any rain, but we're getting lots of heat. And you would think after winter, with 100-plus inches of snow that the Northeast received, that, you know, there would be enough groundwater. But yesterday, I was finally getting a lot of planting done in the vegetable garden. And where we dug to plant tomatoes, I just wanted to see how really dry it was, and took a shovel, went down a foot, and it was powder. So we planted tomatoes, peppers, onions, broccoli, and peas, because they're running behind. And today we hope to get the Brussels sprouts, the cauliflower, and the potatoes in, since we got the garden all weeded. But I don't know, they're predicting some rain, but we've been promised that before and it hasn't come, so I'm not listening to the weatherman anymore. Just drag out the hose and get the garden watered. The insects are out already, and a lot of caterpillars in trees, cutting holes into shrubbery of all types. So, you know, be aware of it. And if you're beginning to see a lot of holes, then get a product like either 8 or Captain Jack, Captain Jack being the organic version, and treat your plants to prevent the insects from really multiplying. Now, it's really amazing. I remember in school, we ran this experiment, and the teachers wanted us to see how temperatures would affect the growth of the insects. And we started at 65 degrees. And at 65 degrees, the insects went from an adult to laying an egg, and the egg hatching and maturing. And it took almost 10 days. Then we increased the temperature, and that shortened to 6 days. And then we increased it to about 80, and it increased it to 4 days. And then we increased it to 90. And insects like spider mite, aphids, mealybug, and scale went to 3 days. So the adult would lay an egg, the egg would mature, and in 3 days it was hatched and it was active on the plant. So stay vigilant. Check out your flowers, check out your vegetable plants on a regular basis, because the heat will make them mature a lot quicker. And water. The more you water, the better. You're better off to water less of an area for a longer period of time than a bigger area for a short period of time. Because what you want to do, whether it's your lawn, your perennials, your vegetables, is you want the roots that are there to chase the water down into the soil. And the deeper the roots go, the less water the plant's going to require, because it'll be cooler and there'll be water. But if you only water for 15, 20 minutes, the water stays on the surface. And when you get these 90-degree days, it just evaporates very quickly. And they were saying on the news last night, last summer, we did not have a day of 90 degrees here in Maine. The first 90 degree came on September 3rd, 5th, and 8th. And that was it. And this year, we've already had 3 days of 90 plus, and 5 or 6 days in the high 80s with a lot of humidity. So we're flip-flopping. So let's hope we get some rain and cooler temperatures so we as the gardener can breathe a little bit. Okay, Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to do a little gardening, or are you ready for a nap?
I think a bit of both.
Who do we have first this morning?
First up this morning, we've got Diane from Mass. She's got a question about a rhododendron and some bird feeder questions.
Okay. Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I've had a rhododendron bush in my yard for about 8 years that never bloomed. And as soon as it started growing leaves, it looked like it was being chomped on by something. The other day, I went out to check on it, and sure enough, I have some flowers. And I don't know what changed, but it was a wonderful surprise. However, I want to protect it from being chomped on again.
Okay. It sounds to me rhododendron, azaleas, and your common yews, pyramidal yews, spreading yews, and upright growing yews. There is a soil insect. And it lives in soil, comes out and feeds at night. And it's called Ataxis, which is the Latin name for a yew, Taxus vine weevil. And they come out in the ground and feed on the foliage at night, and usually right around the edges of the leaf, like it was eating corn on the cob on the edges.
Yes. What's going on? Yeah.
Okay. So, what you need to do is you need to get a product called Granular 8. And you can find that at most nurseries, garden centers, feed and grain stores. It's made by Bonide. Now, this Granula 8 is the only product that we have. We used to have a product called Diaznon. And you could just spray it around your foundation plants, around your shrubs, and on the plant itself. And the Diaznon took care of it. Registration expired, and the company decided, oh, we've got other things coming, so they never renewed it. And in the meantime, these soil-related insects that chew on the foliage are having a field day. So you want granular 8. You would put it around the plant and water it in to change it from a granular to a liquid, and that will take care of it.
Wow.
And it's safe to use. And if you have flowering shrubs, do it when the bloom period is over. That way there's no possibility of hurting any of the pollinators. We're coming up on a break. Hold on a second.
Okay.
And we'll answer the other question that you have about your bird feeder.
Thank you.
And if you need some help, the number to call, 855-660-4261.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you suffering from EP?
The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Paul Panel Garden Club. We're talking with Diane about insects that are munching on her new rhododendron leaves. And the bugs are out. It's very dry. It's very warm. And the insects are coming out ahead of schedule in major amounts of quantities. But she had another question about her bird feeder. So, Diane, tell us, what's happening with the bird feeder?
Okay. I was given, I guess it's made of metal, a nice round bird feeder, and inside is a plastic part where the food goes. And it's a bit heavy, so anyways, I filled it and hung it up on one of those staff holders that I have.
Yes. And, yeah, one of the garden hooks.
Yes. And so I went out just to check and see what was going on, and it was gone. And, I couldn't figure out because it has some weight to it, and I did not feel that a squirrel could lift that off of it, you know. And I know they're clever, but and I couldn't find it, and lo and behold, it was down the hill. And so I was perplexed as to what was strong enough to lift it off. I've never seen deer in my area, and I didn't know. And what happened was the night before, I heard all this kind of animal noise. At first, I thought an animal was being attacked, but it almost sounded like, I don't know, a raccoon with her kids. And
yeah,
I didn't know.
Very, very possible. Raccoons will take the feeder right off. Bear, if you live in an area where you do have bear, and I know 4 or 5 years ago, during early May, we have black bear all over Maine that the Forest Division was going up and down the streets and either knocking on the door or leaving flyers in the mailbox, in the mailboxes or in the door stating, please bring your bird feeders in at night. Mm-hmm. and your trash barrels. And, you know, I had never had a problem with bear, and so I just kind of ignored it. And like you, I woke up in the morning and two of my bird feeders were gone, and I found them a few yards away, and the ground had been kind of matted. So it almost looked like the bear took it off, went down in the side of the woods, and just ate it right there.
Yeah, the food was all gone.
The food was all gone. So then what I did is I let it stay empty for a week to let them know that there was no more food. And then I put it back out there. But this time I wired it. And I tied it with some aluminum wire. And then I ran out and I had a second feeder. And I used some duct tape and taped that. And you could see where something came back in and tried to rip at it again. So, you know, maybe what you've got to do right now is forget the bird feeder for the next week or 10 days and then try putting it back up again, but tie it down so they can't, you know, get it off of your crane.
Mm-hmm.
And plant hooks and things. And see what happens from there. But, you know, it's hot, it's dry, and lawns are already beginning to burn out. And you walk in areas where the soil is sandy. Your common wild shrubs don't have that rich, deep green color. They're more on a pale green to almost yellow. So we need some rain. We've had 3 inches in 2 months. And we should have had 8 to 9 inches. And so the bear are coming in where they can find something that looks healthy. And guess what? They're going to your house and having a feed.
Okay.
So the best thing to do is, you know, leave it off for a week or 10 days, then put it back up and tape it or wire it to where you attach it, and let's see what happens. But for now, keep them away, and you should be okay. Hopefully, they'll move on and go to your neighbor's bird feeder.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com.
Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number 855-660-4261. Good morning for iced coffee. Already in the mid-70s here in Kennebunk, Maine, where I live. It's going to be another scorcher, and they are predicting some rain, but they haven't been very adequate, to say the least. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that they're right this time. We need it. Was working in the garden, getting things finally planted, and just to see how dry the soil was, went down a foot with a shovel, and it's powder. So get everything in the ground, soak it, and I mean water it once, let it sit for a bit, and then go back and do it again. It's the only way. And your best watering is done first thing in the morning. So what I've done is I hooked up a timer to my faucet. I set up the sprinkler in the middle of the garden the night before. And at 5 o'clock in the morning, the sprinkler turns on and runs for 1 hour. And that way it gets a chance to really soak in before the heat begins to build. You don't want to water at night. The reason is, if you're watering after, let's say, 7 o'clock, the foliage is going to stay wet. and disease spores are blowing in the air. They stick to a wet foliage. They begin to make themselves at home, and then you start to get early and late blight. So if you've got tomatoes, do not water them at night. Water them in the morning. As the sun comes up, it will evaporate the moisture on the foliage, and you won't have any problems. So if you're having a problem with things in your vegetable garden or flower beds, the number to call, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Debbie from Maine. She's got a question about her lilac bush.
Debbie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning.
Morning.
I have a lilac bush that has been in the ground for probably 12 years, and over the last 3 to 4 years, I've noticed it declining. Mid-season, probably 3 or 4 years ago, one branch would turn brown and die. Then over the last couple of years, more branches have died. This year, several of the branches, and they all seem to be in the middle of the bush, unfortunately, have not even budded out. And making the problem even worse is that the bush took a beating in that ice storm that we had in November. So it's a bit of a mess, so I'm wondering what I should do with it.
Okay. How much sun is the lilac getting?
Well, I would say a half day.
Okay, so morning sun or afternoon sun?
It does get a little bit in the morning, and then the sun comes up. It's beside a shed. The shed blocks it for a while, so then it gets probably from 2 o'clock on sun then also.
Well, if it's getting from 2 o'clock on, I mean, that's plenty of sun.
Okay.
Because the rest of the day it's going to get light. So, things that you need to know about lilacs. Number one.
Yeah.
They love to be coated with lime. So if you had a lilac plant that was 6 foot tall, you would either take wood ash from a wood stove or a pellet stove, and you would put 4 or 5 handfuls around it.
Okay.
If you're using the old-fashioned powdered lime, 2 or 3 handfuls around the plant itself. And if you're using the new technology, which is turf turbo and lightning lime, all you're going to need is 1 handful. Now the turf turbo and the lightning lime is a concentrate in 1 40-pound bag for your lawn or garden will treat 5,000 square feet.
Wow, okay.
And it's going to make the soil less acidic in a month rather than 6 months. So I would start with that.
Okay.
And then I would buy a fertilizer called Plant Tone. And put a couple good handfuls around it, scratching in with the lime. And to try and rebuild the roots, and I am so happy with the results of the mycorrhizae. You can buy mycorrhizae bacteria from a company called Ideal Organic.
Okay.
And organic is O-R-G-A-N-I-X. They're based out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And I'll give you their phone number. It is 866-774-0120. And they sell, they're one of the few companies that sells, I think it's like a 1 pound bag. And I'm using it as I plant. And it's supposed to give you enough mycorrhizae to put in 92 seedlings.
Wow.
So, I mean, a little bit goes a long way.
Sure.
And then the other company is a company called Natural Alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a beneficial microbe similar, and it's called Protilizer.
Okay.
Protilizer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all organic, it's all natural, and they'll do a real good job for you. They sell it in various sizes.
Okay.
And their phone number is, let's see, is 800-989-5444.
Okay.
And you would add either the mycorrhizae from Ideal Organics or the Protilizer. And what this does, it's a bacteria or microbes and a whole bunch of things that actually live in our soil, but there's not a lot of them there. And these microbes, when you work it into the soil around any plant and water it in and keep it wet, it will double the size of the root system of your plant in just 30 days.
Wow.
So I think if you can really hit it with the mycorrhizae from either one of these two companies, you're going to see a big difference, and then feeding it and liming it, it's going to come right back for you.
Okay. So at this point, I certainly shouldn't trim those branches without any buds. I should wait and see what happens.
Well, the lilacs should have leafed out by now. And
okay.
If you take your thumb fingernail, scratch through the bark, if there's green, there's a chance. But if you scratch through and it's brown, take it right down to the ground and concentrate on the new branches, the active branches, and it will stimulate new growth to replace the branches that have died back.
Okay, that sounds great. That's very helpful. Thank you so much.
Oh, why, thank you. We appreciate the phone call, and try and stay on the cool side.
I'm trying, and there's actually raindrops in my backyard right now, so my fingers are crossed.
Oh, maybe they're going to be right, because they were calling for the possibility of a couple of inches.
Well, let's hope. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ray from New Hampshire. He's got a question about Ascarvis.
Ray, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have a question on the asparagus. Now, 2 years ago, I bought 20 plants, and the instructions that came with them, you know, I followed the instructions, going to plant it well, and they grew very, very well. And it said in 1 year, you could pick for 2 weeks, which was last year. And it said the second year, you could pick as much as you want. Well, starting maybe three and a half weeks ago, this thing's been growing like mad. And I'm just wondering, everything I've heard, you shouldn't pick till 3 years. When should I quit picking on these things and just let them go? Any idea?
Well, usually what you do is you plant it, and the first year you leave it alone.
Yeah.
So that the roots can get caught and established. And then what happens is in the fall, you get that beautiful plumage all summer. And in the fall, you'll start to notice like little BB-shaped pods on that fern-like foliage.
Yes, and we got them, yep.
Those are seed pods that will make new plants for you. So in the fall, when you cut down all of the plumage to clean the garden, because it's turning yellow and brown, any of those little pods, pull them off the plant, throw them on the ground where your asparagus grow. They'll break open, seeds will come out, they'll germinate, and they'll start a new plant. The second year, you're supposed to do the same. The third year, you can pick for 3 weeks. And the fourth year on, you can pick until probably for about 6 weeks. Now, you don't pick everything. So let's say you're going to garden and you have 10 new sprouts. You can pick 6, maybe 7, but you've got to leave some there to make that fern-like foliage so that it will make energy for the future. And then you go out the next morning and you've got 8 or 9 more. You can pick 3/4, but you've got to leave some every single day because the plumage that asparagus plant will eventually make is going to make the energy to rebuild and make it more productive the following year. And, you know, as long as they're coming, if you pick 50 to 75%, but leave 25 to 50% just to give you the factory that you need to make the energy to resupply the roots, then you'll be in good shape. And I've known people with asparagus that following that method, always leaving 25 or 30%, that their asparagus beds will continue to produce for 25 years or more.
Wow. Well, I actually, listening to you now, what you've told me is what I read a long time ago. And
yeah.
I just think I should quit picking right now and just let it go.
How many plants do you have?
We 20.
Okay.
Yeah, I have one row about 32 feet, and they grow like mad. Overnight, the damn things grow about 10 inches, even a foot sometimes. And we got rain, incidentally, 3 days ago, a good half inch to 3/4, and it's raining this morning. We're 28 miles northeast of the capital, so, you know, we're doing well.
Great. Feed them. Get some plant-toned organic fertilizer. That'll help also.
Weed, your lawn, weeding is a chore. Wearily, weeding, what a bore. Weed, your lawn, weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced Season Long Weed Control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced Season Long Weed Control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Most other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue below ground. But Complete's two-way formula kills ants, fleas, and ticks above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests like grubs and mole crickets for up to 3 months. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
July with Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chris from New Hampshire. He's got a question about his hydrangea tree.
Okay, Chris, how can we help you with your hydrangea tree?
Hi. I have a hydrangea tree that's approximately 20 years old.
Okay.
It blooms beautifully. Okay, it's unbelievable. But it looks like it's dead, and I just want to work on the bark. It looks like a neglected old apple tree. The bark is all peeled off. Peeling. It's not completely off. And there are holes in it. It just looks dreadful. I'm always amazed that it blooms. And there are holes in it, too. Is there anything I can do?
Now, any foliage at all on your lilac?
It's a hydrangea.
A hydrangea?
Yes. Oh, yes. Tons of foliage.
Tons of foliage. Okay. Well, I mean, if you've got a lot of foliage, that's a good sign. Holes being drilled into the side of it is not a good thing. So what I would suggest that you do is you need to get a product that you can get inside, because it could be a type of borer, which looks like a maggot or a Japanese beetle grub. And they normally will eat through the bark into the wood. And if they just ate straight up and down, it wouldn't be a problem, but they eat sideways. And as they eat sideways, they cut the water tubes that bring the water up into the plant. So what I would buy is a product called Tree and Shrub. Okay.
Okay.
Now, Tree and Shrub is a systemic, and Bayer will make it. Bonaid also makes it in a company called Fertilome. And this is some of the newest technology, because you don't have to spray the whole plant. You just take a watering can or a regular bucket, and you put the product in, you fill the bucket with water, and then you slowly pour it around the base of your tree. Not away from it, but right up against the base of the tree, giving it the opportunity to really soak its way down. And then the roots and part of the stem will absorb the product, and it will move it up as high as 60 feet in the air. It stays inside the plant for one entire year, and whatever insects are in there, they'll be killed. And then what I would do after you've put down the tree and shrub is get a fertilizer like Plant Tone. It's an all-organic fertilizer, and if you can feed it, then you'll be in great shape. Now, on the tree and shrub, you take a tape measure and you run it around the circumference, not the diameter, no, you know, not the width of it, but all the way around, and see how many inches in circumference. And just to pick a number, let's say it's 5 inches. Then you would need 5 ounces in that 3 or 4 gallon container of water, and you pour it around the plant, and it will be absorbed, it will move up the plant, kill all the borers in it, and it will also take care of some leaf-eating insects on that plant for a whole year. And then you feed it to help rebuild any damage that occurred in the last year, and your plant will come right back.
Okay, so that takes care of those holes. But why does the bark peel so much?
Well,
Is it shed? It's so strange to me.
Yeah. Older branches tend to peel more. My favorite tree is a Coosa dogwood, and the Coosa dogwood flakes like potato chips. And then you get a tree like a birch, and a birch will actually peel and look like the bark is flaking off of it, but that's just how the plant grows. So take care of it internally with the tree and shrub, feed it, and you'll see a big, big difference in the quality for the fall and next year.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.